This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Thanks for joining me today. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's jump into it. Unless you want to go back and listen to the last hour with Evan Sayet. No, he's the guy. He is the guy. Let me tell you what. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and truly, thanks for being with me tonight. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls. A lot you can do there. And part of what I want you to do there is I want you to give me, won't I? I want your email address. Yeah. I mean, really, that's what it boils down to. I send an email once a week. I let you know who's going to be in a show. I let you know what's going to be going on. You know, just, I'm not trying to make you nuts. But it helps me figure out, you know, again, if I'm responsible to letting you know who's going to be in a show to get you to listen, then so be it. That's what I should be doing, right? So I'm looking at some of these stories you guys sent me. Some nights I don't even prepare for the hour or what have you because I know I've got so many stories that you guys have sent me to do. I don't mind doing it that way. Kind of leaves it fresh for me too, right? I got to think on the fly. You know, when you think about the uprisings in countries over the decades where real change has taken place, in my day, you know, as I was growing up, I'm not old enough to see what happened, you know, all the way back in the days of Germany and that kind of thing. But, you know, I was fairly young, still young, back in the, you know, 70s, 80s, coming in the 90s, you know, when Poland was fighting for independence. When Poland came back out and back in power again, you know, took power for themselves. Right? Not just the Middle East, but Europe and all of that has changed drastically since the 70s. Go look at the differences in the maps. And what kind of control? Where communism was and where it's not. You know, we've seen the Soviet Union fall in my time. But think about how it happened, right? There was an uprising. People fought back. People were willing to die. People were willing to fight their government to get what was rightfully theirs. And then these cowards run. I'm kind of seeing some similarities here in this country. But I'm seeing it in more of a negative way. More of an opposite way. Now, yeah, I do see that there is an uprising from the freedom lovers. I'll put it that way. True freedom lovers. And then I see the uprising on the other side of the issue. Now, this one thing about speaking out against your country, how much you hate the government, you hate some of the things that we've done. I mean, we go right down the list, right? And you have a freedom to speak openly. You have the freedom, or we have the freedom to speak openly against different, I don't know, issues and people and what have you. And I get this Kaepernick, the football player's refusal. I don't get his speech afterward. But again, he has a right to do that. But here's what scares me. You got more and more people that under the flag of Americanism, under the flag of freedom of speech, they are coming out against the country. And these are the sports figures, the soccer players that are playing, representing this country. If it's so bad, what the heck are you doing representing us at a in this case, a soccer game or a football game or what have you? Go to another country that you agree with and kick our butts in the sport. Why don't you do that? Or is it that you know you're playing first of all, some of you couldn't do this in another country. Right? During the national anthem, an openly gay U.S. soccer player, kneels and says that she stands for everything that Kaepernick stands for. Take her medal. The U.S. soccer star Megan Rapinoe, she knelt during the national anthem Sunday night before the Seattle Reign, before the Seattle Reigns game against Chicago Red Stars in a little nod to NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick's refusal to stand for the anthem. You know, just, again, just amazed. It was very intentional, Rapinoe told the American Soccer, told American Soccer Now after Seattle 2-2 tie in the National Women's Soccer League game. It was a little nod to Kaepernick and everything that he's standing for right now. I think it's actually pretty disgusting the way that he was treated and the way that the media has covered it. Made it something about something it isn't. Exactly what? Let me see. He said it was about oppression. Right? He said that he refused to stand. He'll take American money. He'll play on an American field. Right? Yeah, I mean, he'll do everything else that benefits him from an American standpoint. But this, he wants to talk about how bad America is. Because I'm sure that when I saw him walking by the stand, even that night, you know, as he was signing stuff, people were spitting and throwing stuff at him, right? No, actually they weren't. Now the person goes on to say, or the soccer person goes on to say, that we need to have more thoughtful two-sided conversation about racial issues in this country. Really? Because we're not doing that now. Maybe in your little world you don't do it, but we do it all the time. She goes on to say, being a gay American, I know what it means to look at the flag and not have it protect all of your liberties. It was something small that I could do, something that I plan to keep doing in the future, and hopefully, well, you know, do that over in Iran, do that over in Iraq, do that over in, I don't know, one of those countries who really do oppress gays and lesbians. Last I checked, there are no gays and lesbians being thrown off the roof by the government here in this country. I don't know of any Christians that are throwing gays and lesbians off the roofs. Okay, this is political correctness gone crazy. This is truly, this is just nothing but a joke, a fiasco. You want to stand for something? Then you go get involved in these committees. Put some of your money towards the situation. Go out and volunteer at these organizations. I plan on keep kneeling to prove my point. You're not proving any point. You're making people dislike you. It's important to have white people stand in support of people of color on this. We have been. We do. It's the left that keeps calling them out. It's the left that keeps changing it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on TV. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate so much the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I knew you guys, I love it when you guys do this to me, okay? So, somebody sent me an email, and then it was I guess it just happened. I don't have time to look at all this stuff. But apparently, CNN, who we all love and respect, right? A new CNN poll out. And I've been saying this for days. Oh, first of all, I don't really trust any of these polls. So let's just be clear. A new CNN poll out says that Trump is more honest and trustworthy than Clinton is. A new CNN ORC poll released Tuesday shows that 50% of registered voters consider Republican president nominee Donald Trump more honest and trustworthy versus 35%, a 15% difference, is it not? who said the same about Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. The result, a stunning turnaround from earlier this year, like a similar CNN poll conducted on March 17th through the 20th, showed that Clinton led, showed that Clinton led Trump 43 to 38. The question, see, and this is where some of those other polls I don't trust at all, because they just twist the questions around. But this question was really simple. Which candidate was more honest and trustworthy, Trump or Clinton? Voters were asked specifically, right? Characteristics, they were asked to think about characteristics, qualities. Please say whether you think that each one applies more to Hillary Clinton or more to Donald Trump. Please feel free to name a candidate, even if you may not support him or her. And the answer to the question could be, listen, it's what I said to you before. There are people in the Democratic Party that feel that even though Hillary is a crook, is a thief, can't find the truth, won't tell the truth, they're still going to vote for her. Because she's a Democrat, that's all. Because that makes it all better. Now, 5% of the registered voters in the poll said that the question of honesty and trustworthiness was the one issue most important to them in selecting a candidate. That puts the honest, trustworthy factor in the top 5 criteria after immigration, which is 16%, the economy, 14%, national security, 8%, and jobs, 6%. It was ranked by voters in the poll as the most important personal quality of the candidates. The poll is a reaction to the poll results. Clinton was aggressive with reporters about her campaign plan on Tuesday. She detailed what she referred to as Trump's past scams in business. She also pounded him on the question of why he has not released his tax returns. Now, isn't this the kettle calling the pot black, right? She wants to know about his tax returns. You with me here? She wants to know if he has something to hide. And somebody I know wouldn't turn over their emails. Right? And then they lied about turning over the emails and how many they turned over and why they turned them over and what was in the other ones and. This was just one big ball of BS. Like a snowball, right? Just growing bigger and bigger. She can't find the truth to save her butt. And Democrats use the same accusations against former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney in the 2012 election, suggesting he never paid taxes. Senate Majority Leader later acknowledged Harry Reid, remember him? The liar? When he was asked specifically, now you knew that was false, why did you say that? And what did Mr. Reid say? He said, well, he didn't get elected, did he? So the end justified the means. He was fine with it. Think about it. Right? let me see. The Democrats used the overall CNN poll, or the poll results, excuse me, conducted among 786 likely voters showed Trump leading Clinton 45 to 43 with a 3.5 or 3 to 5 point margin of error. You know, when you see stuff like this, you have to stop and say to yourself, It can't all be garbage, right? I mean, if people are saying that they have an issue with, they have a problem with, and Hillary's always had a problem with the honesty thing. And most people never expected her to be this far along in the presidency or candidate for president. I'm telling you. And there's so many of these, you know, there was a breaking news story, I think it was last week, about how they were finding more and more of these Benghazi emails, real emails that somebody had tried to get rid of. Right? They specifically, even though she wiped her computer, she did all that stuff, you know, because she has nothing to hide, right? She used a program, as they jokingly say, God couldn't even get them back because she had nothing to hide. Because she was afraid somebody was going to find out what pantsuit she was going to wear to her daughter's wedding or what her weight was when she was out doing yoga. It's just nuts. Now, Hillary holds fast to her claim that even the new batches of emails that are recovered. They don't include anything. And she's cool. She's clean. Everything's fine. But now, 30 emails that have been previously wiped off the face of the earth were recovered. And unfortunately for Hillary, they show that she lied again. And they're all Benghazi related. Now these guys are great. When do you realize, right? You know when you're on your 15 or 16 or 17 year old kid, and it takes them a while in your line of questioning before they realize, oh, they know that I took the car. They know that I scratched the car. 55,000. Ultimately, she tried to wipe out 55,000 emails. So anyway, and thank God for this judge, who we're gonna end up finding him dead. There's no doubt in my mind this guy's going to end up dead somewhere. I feel bad for him. Because he's got no place to go. These guys, this is like him. This is like the mafia in your little own hometown. There's no place to go with this. I saw the frustration in the faces of the people that I used to live around. And I feel bad for them because there was truly no place for them to go. I know I keep saying it, but I'm trying to drive a point home. Look, when the police are on the take, when the feds are on the take, when the state's on the take, and you've got a little store in the corner that the mafia has been extorting money from you for years and years and years, who you got to turn to? You got nobody. Right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a few minutes, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's just keep hitting it, moving through these. I love moving through some of these stories that you guys have sent me during the week, because there's a lot here. There's a lot to go through. So, let me see. Oh, this was the one I wanted to talk about earlier. So Chicago has just surpassed its 500th homicide. So, you know, it's good to be known for something, huh? This totally Democrat-run city, right, with Democrat-run rules, they don't do any of the things that will profile anybody. There's no stop and frisk. There's none of that stuff, right? After a bloody August saw homicides climb to a 20-year high, and we did this story tonight, about President Obama saying that violence was out of control in Chicago. He didn't know what to do about it. Here's my question. If he doesn't know how to take care of the violence in a small city, and when I say small city, I'm talking about comparatively speaking, he's supposed to be able to manage the country, is he not? So if he can't handle Chicago, what makes us think he can do anything about the rest of the country? A 20-year high in Chicago. Where's Rahm on all this? Right? All he keeps saying is, it's a complex issue. Anyway, the Labor Day weekend sent Chicago's 2016 homicides soaring past 500, surpassing numbers for 2015 and 4 months still left in the year. And all 65 people were shot during the holiday weekend. 65 people shot, 31 of them between 6 a.m. and 3 a.m. Right? 6 a.m. to 3 a.m. on Monday. Now, the Chicago Tribune, you know, reported all this, that the 13 killed brought the city's skyrocketing homicide to 512, already past the 491 logged in 2015. It's a complex problem with multidimensional facets to it, said Mayor Rahm Emanuel. No, actually, Mayor. You get more cops on the streets, you give them more latitude to crack down on crime, and this stuff, well, it's not going to stop, but it's going to come to a grinding halt. And it's not just about more police, he said, but it will include, even though it will include that, but it's also about more resources for our children, more resources for our neighborhoods, stiffer laws that reflect You've got some of the toughest laws in the country on guns and other things now. How about you enforce those laws? How about you do that, huh? How about you actually send cops into those neighborhoods where they're having the trouble? How about you inundate some of those neighborhoods? Different nights of the week, light the place up. The scores of dead, wounded in the early days of September follow 90 homicides in August. Yeah, that's Chicago's deadliest month since 1996. Right? Really good, isn't it? God. The 3,000 people have been shot this year so far, or pretty close. That's according to data analyzed by the Tribune, the Chicago Tribune. It includes several deadly celebratory periods in 2016. 69 shot, 6 dead during Memorial Weekend. 66 shot, 5 dead during the 4th of July weekend. Well, there you go. There's a reason to totally leave town for those holidays. What do you think? Now, police attribute the spike in gun crime during the tail end of Labor Day weekend to retaliatory gang acts. Right. So how do you push back on the gangs? How do you get the gangs to slow down? What are you going to do to stop it? Got to do something. I mean, El Presidente says he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't need to know what to do. You know why? He's the president. He's not the mayor of Chicago. He's the president. Anyway, in contrast, New York and Los Angeles had 409 homicides combined through late August. Combined? Did you hear that? While gang violence is largely responsible for Chicago's burgeoning body count, it's not the sole cause. In one of the more odd examples of city's conflicts, an elderly ex-preacher who uses a wheelchair was accused of shooting and killing a fellow retiree on Monday. Yeah, because I'm sure that happens every weekend. Right? Between the elderly and the wheelchairs. Yeah, I won't go there. I'll be nice. Come on, think about that. They don't want to make a big deal out of this, right? They want to try to blame. I love this. You know, it's not all gang and gun violence. Some of it is elderly guys in a wheelchair killing other people. Bless it. Let me see, what else have you given me? What else have you given me? The good stuff that you've given me. The, oh, that's good. There's no money to give, I mean, there's no food to give out. A potato general. Star Venezuelan appoints 18 czars to handle food distribution, which is great. Okay? But there's no food to give out. They got nothing. I mean, there's nothing in the supermarkets. And the reason there was nothing in the supermarkets is because people were hijacking trucks on the way to the supermarkets because instead of them getting 5 truckloads a week of food, they were getting like 1.5, maybe 2. Because there ain't no food. There just ain't no food. That's that socialism. You Bernie guys? You know, the ones feeling the burn right now after getting screwed by the Dems? Yeah. Socialism doesn't work. Just really that simple. It doesn't work. And I'm tired of hearing you. Do not write me an email that says that's because it's never been implemented properly. Because I would just chuck it. I won't even respond to it. So in an effort to contain increasingly scarcity of food and medicine, the government of Venezuela is moving forward with an initiative launched a couple of months ago that many first took as a joke. See, think about them. Here's a country where they're sitting around going, that won't happen. Right? That can't happen in this country. The government will always take care of us. The government will, we're socialists. The government will always feed us. The policy was called the Great Mission of Sovereign Supply, headed by Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino. Over the weekend, General Padrino announced the appointment of 18 military generals and admirals to oversee the production, distribution, and commercialization of 18 categories of food. Now, these were basic staples. If you need beans and rice and that kind of stuff, they will get those to you. Oh, actually, here. They do the whole list. Okay, so the supervised supplies will include rice, food oil, sugar, coffee, beans, corn, wheat, dairy, butter, wheat, soy, cattle, fish products, poultry and toilet paper is nice, right? And diapers. Oh, not to mention personal hygiene products and medicines. Madrino created the government initiative in June to boost food production and guarantee the smooth distribution of food supplies in the face of what he called an economic sabotage by his opponents. You ever notice with these people how it's always everybody else's fault? Nothing they ever do. None of their policies, none of the actions they take are really responsible for anything that happens down line. Except if it's successful. Right? If it's a wild success, then everything they did made it happen. If it's a failure, it's somebody else's fault. Somebody didn't carry out their edict or what have you. Now, it didn't take long for these food generals to draw fire on social media. People were laughing at the idea. They called them potato generals or yucca generals. Now, on a more serious note, the experts' analysis are in disbelief that the food crisis is being handled by a bunch of men in uniform. They have no training in economics or production. The military personnel in Venezuela, they don't receive any kind of economic or agricultural courses during their training. Padrino and President Nicolas don't have a clue about what has to be done to solve the problems. Yeah, Venezuela's in a world of hurt. The Socialist Republic of Venezuela is in a lot of hurt. And this could be a direct result of the excessive controls and regulations imposed by Hugo Chavez. when you tie their hands and they can't move easily, they can't do what they need to do to produce more, you kind of at the mercy of the state now, aren't you? And we know how fast they move, right? I have a friend of mine that needs medical attention from the VA really bad. And he is having a heck of a time getting it. The way they push paper, the way they come up with rules, the way they do things is making it almost impossible for him to make that happen. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
No comment.
Somebody should be passing around the bong during that song, you know what I'm saying? I'm Joe, senior host. Pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation, really. I do appreciate that when you are involved, when you are engaged, when you are with it, as they say. I normally don't like to do this, but I can't help it this time. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a bunch of stuff you can do up there. Also, if you sign up for my email, I send out an email once a week. All right? I may even give chances here shortly to win, you know, coffee mugs and water bottles. All right? So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's a school district. Now, we've seen this happen at restaurants before. And I've made fun of this. I've always said, come on, get with the program. Will you please? You know, I'm not that old that this is that far-fetched, that this is that out of whack. So a school district called the police on a girl using a $2 bill to buy lunch. Right? And when you hear the details behind the story, you're going to sit there and go, no, that can't be real. Well, it is. Now, 13-year-old 8th grader Dinesh Neal tried to spend a $2 bill at lunch at Krista McAuliffe Middle School. She was detained and threatened with a felony. It gets worse. The $2 bill investigation had to go all the way to the bank to get solved. I mean, really, seriously. I'm beyond disbelief at the stupidity of this Texas school and with the Fort Bend police who carried out, who carried on with this blatant ignorance. Look, here's the deal. Let's say you do think, I mean, you can feel it. It feels like other paper or what have you. Let's just say you really do think it's fake or you're not sure. Let the little girl, the little 13-year-old, eat her meal. And while she's sitting there eating the meal, have the horse sense to pick up the phone and call the bank. Say, look, I've never seen a $2 bill before. Could this be real? Is this real? It's that simple. Or, you know what? You could Google it. Couldn't you? Because I'll say, I went to the lunch line, and they said my $2 bill was fake, Dinesh told the local investigator. They gave it to the police. Then they sent me to the police office. A police officer said I could be in big trouble, not just big trouble, third-degree felony trouble. And I'm sure a 13-year-old has a clue as to what that means, doesn't she? School officials called Danisha's grandmother, Sharon K. Joseph. She's never in trouble, so I was nervous going in there, she recalled. She recalled to ABC 13. The officials asked, did you give Dinesh a $2 bill for lunch? He told me it was fake, she said. Then the Fort Bend police investigator investigated the $2 bill with the vigor of an episode of Dragnet. You mean, this is the $2 bill. I mean, we're talking $2. We let refugees run away with all kinds of money. We're talking $2 here and a 13-year-old kid. Right? I mean, because it's not like we don't know what class she goes to. It's not like we don't know where she lives. Not like we don't know who her parents are. Take that $2 bill and check it out later. How's that? Now, the alleged theft of $2 worth of chicken led a campus officer, average salary $45K a year, to a convenience store that gave grandma the $2 bill. Next up, look, we're just giving you the facts here. I'm just running down all... For this $2 bill and the lack of the ability to pick up a phone and call the bank or to Google this, I want you to think this through. How much do you think it costs to have this cop do the investigation on $2? Now, I tell you what, if I was one of the cops in the locker room later on that night, I would have had a field day with this guy. So after he went to the 7-Eleven to make sure that the $2 bill was given, the cop then went to the bank to examine the $2 bill. The bill went from lunch lady to school officials. Right, you had a couple of school officials that had to look at it and hold it. Then they got the cop involved, who took the $2 bill to the convenience store, and then to the bank. What do you think, 4 hours, five people? Think about the amount of ignorant people it took to let this craziness go on. Come on, help me out here, will you? Google? That one way? They could have called one of the other teachers, one of the older teachers. Hey, you ever see a $2 bill? I mean, the bill right on it tells you what year it was printed, what mint it was printed from. Go get an older teacher and say, have you ever seen one of these? I mean, I had a whole bunch of them for my oldest son at one point. They were, somebody thought if you saved them, they would be worth something someday. Yeah, you know what they're worth? $2. That's what they're worth. That's a true statement. They'll always be worth something someday. Maybe not as much as you paid for them. Maybe not face value, but they'll always be worth something, right? So instead they threatened a poor little 13-year-old girl with a felony. They made her miss her lunch. I mean, like she knows what a felony is at 13, right? How is it that no one knows that there's a $2 bill? Although I got to say, I'm not that surprised. No one knows this $2 bill. How many of you know that there's a $1 bill that's the size of a quarter, I think? A little bigger than a quarter, maybe? Right? The Susan B. Anthony quarter? Dollar? That was a dumb design. Whoever came up with that was just really out in left field. Because even the Kennedy half dollar is twice the size of a quarter. And it's a half dollar. And then the dollar, Susan B. Anthony dollar, is half the size of the half dollar. Okay, this is just one of eight counterfeiting charges investigated in Fort Bend, Indiana, since 2013. Right? So they're a little more sensitive to it. They're a little more worried about it. There has yet to be an apology from the, according to the parents, there's yet to be an apology from the school and or the police department. I mean, this, the way they treated that girl, Now, it's one thing when you go in there and you know, hey, there's no such thing as a $3 bill, right? Google it on your way in. Talk to somebody. Call the bank. Hey, I got to ask you a question. You guys ever see a $2 bill? They did? When? Right? Can you see that conversation? Come on, you're kidding me, right? They hit them in the 80s? What for? Just hit them two ones. Oh, the government thing. Yeah, sure, I know. They love to waste money. No problem. I mean, can you see that conversation again? And then what about the educators at the schools? I'm sorry, but somebody at that school has to take responsibility for this. You don't have an economics teacher? You don't have anybody who knows what a computer is? I want some kind of public apology for this. And this poor young girl who's running around just doesn't even know what to believe anymore. Who should she trust? What policeman should she or could she trust at this point in her life? Hey, anybody know what's going on over at Fox? I heard today that Greta Van Susteren is leaving Fox News after 14 years. She's like gone today. Now, there's been some conversation during the day that she may sue. I don't know what that's all about. But she's been replaced by Britt Hume, who's a good guy. I think he's probably one of the most honest guys there. You know, and I'd be just curious. Look, I don't get in all the social stuff and all that. But when you see something like this happen to somebody like her who's been around for so long, I think she's probably one of the most honest people there. Probably is the most honest person there. Well, okay, Brett Hume. Who's the other guy I like? Brett Baer. Brett Hume, Brett Baer. God, give me a break. Can you get any whiter than that with those names? My God. But nobody really knows why she left. Nobody knows why she's gone. I would love to know why she's gone. Because it definitely, you know, not that she, I know I'm rambling a little bit here, but look, doesn't this stuff make you curious at all? I wonder what kind of deal Kelly made to stay on board. All right, let me finish up with this one. With everything that's going on in China right now, you know, the China Sea, the fake islands, North Korea getting out of control. There is some truth to what Trump said the other day, but people are having a heart attack with it. I don't know why they are. He says, during one of his speeches, he said, look, I don't know why people are getting nuts with this thing over there with North Korea. He said, I would just go to China and say, hey, this is your problem. They're close to you. And China has got involved before because they don't want the aggravation with the North Korean leader. He's a very dangerous man. So he said what he would say to them is simply, China, this is your baby. This is your problem. You solve the problem. And he said that China, he thinks that China can solve the problem. It's a big problem, but he thinks that China can take care of it. I agree with him. I think that China could take care of this if they wanted to. North Korea fired 3 ballistic missiles into the sea off the coast Monday. Now, remember, the president's out there meeting, right? He's out in that area meeting with other Asian nations. And those other nations, North Korea doesn't want him there talking to them. I don't think he much cares for the president either, but that's another... That's a story for another day. But for him to say and believe, you know, somebody's got to be giving him some information. I don't mean this in a negative way. I really don't. But, you know, China in that region is very strong. I don't know how we make them. I don't know how we push them forward. I don't care what word you want to use. I don't know how we force them to step forward and do what they're supposed to do. What the heck? I give up. You know I hate computers. You guys know that, though, right? You already know that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. We will catch you on tomorrow.